there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
He does have a life
and a wife
and a talent she can't appreciate.
You don't know that.
It's obvious.
How so? Lionel has never discussed his private life with any of us.
Instinct.
Animals have instinct. Humans have intuition.
I am quite good at reading the undercurrent of a man's nature.
I suppose we all pride ourselves in something.
Some of us believe there is more to life than crafting murder mysteries.
Ironic.
Ironic?
This writing club was your idea.
I thought it would be fun. A chance to get to know different people.
I joined by your invitation because I thought it would be productive. A forum to flush out new ideas.
We all have different motivations.
I suppose some people live with a well-masked sense of lacking and strive to compensate through anything that may give them a modicum of power.
I have won awards for my teaching.
Yes, I have often thought it quite a challenging feat to hold sway over a room of impressionable youngsters.
My students love me.
Oh, you've mentioned that to the group on more than one occasion. Every child needs a heroine, I suppose.
Lionel?
Charlie here.
Dear, always chipper Charlie, a treasure.
And a man who couldn't write a murder mystery to save his life. The door is open.
Hello. Lionel just pulled in behind me.
Always a pleasure to see you, Charlie.
Our Charlie, the only group member with the distinction of perfect meeting attendance.
Well, I like to be a good team player, and I do try to...
Hello, Lionel dear. Did you bring wine or a nice bottle of bourbon to quench our thirst?
I did not. We all agreed at the start that these meeting hosts would provide the refreshments.
And you have never volunteered to host.
I think we'll manage to live through an afternoon without liquor. A strong pot of tea will do.
Tea for the teetotaler.
I picked up some lovely treats at Chelsea's Bakery. I brought your favourite, Melody, custard pie.
Sweet Charlie, my confectionery champion.
A lemon tart for Lionel, and a chocolate croissant for Catherine.
How thoughtful.
Much appreciated. Now, can we get down to the business of writing?
I have come up with the most intriguing plot.
Oh?
Love kills.
A well-worn storyline.
A story based on conjecture or real-life experience?
Oh, Catherine, lighten up.
There's nothing light about murder.
Love can light a fire.
So saith Charlie, the forever bachelor.
And unrequited love can kill the flame.
Well said.
Since the last month's session, I've had a real breakthrough. It's like everything's come together. A plot for the perfect murder.
Do tell, love.
No. I defer. Melody, you always like to go first.
And today I yield the floor to Lionel, king of the macabre.
Naturally.
It is his turn to lead the warm-up exercise.
I have prepared clues.
Ooh, like mind mapping. I love games.
You're all quite aware of that.
A solid idea. A bit of mental calisthenics to get us going.
I'm in.
Bloodless, wilted flower, red ink pen, revenge. This is hard.
Not for a real writer. We are all to incorporate these clues into a story synopsis.
I'm up for the challenge.
A red ink pen.
Perhaps proving that the pen is mightier than the sword.
I like revenge.
Do you?
The thousand injuries of Fortunato I have borne as best I could, but when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge.
Ah, the cask of Amontillado. Poe. Brilliant!
One of the finest opening setup lines in literature. We shall now retreat to different areas of the house and reconvene back in the kitchen in 30 minutes. Melanie, set the stove timer.
I lay claim to the kitchen.
I'll just take my custard pie and retreat to my bedroom. If anyone needs anything, that's where I'll be.
I'll be in the den. The door will be locked.
Such a fine day. I'll claim the garden.
Right then, let's get on with our schemes.
In the nick of time.
Finished! Melody, time's up! Melody?
Perhaps she dozed off. She was quite indulgent in her guzzling of pre-meeting wine.
Go upstairs and rouse her then.
Better me than you, certainly. Perhaps you can round up Charlie. He couldn't hear the timer from the garden.
Right.
I'm afraid Melody won't be joining us. She's dead. I've called the medics.
She's not just dead. She's been murdered. I ring the police.
Murdered? Impossible. I had a clear view from the kitchen table. No one went upstairs. Where's Charlie?
Gone.
Gone.
Read this. He left his writing prompt behind. And this flower.
Oh, not now, Lionel. We have a dead woman upstairs.
Then I will. She was the death of me, Melody, the murderess of my spirit, a vain vixen who found pleasure in the constant degradation of my self-esteem with an endless barrage of willful, condescending quips. And now, like Fortunato, I have wrought my revenge. A bloodless act, a ready confession of sweet demise served up in a custard pie.
My God, he poisoned her!
A wilted flower to represent a life now spent.
I can't believe it!
My dear friends, send out a lawful search as I know you must, but the trail you follow will turn to dust. You see, I have plotted this story to a T. Thank you both for your friendship and for schooling me in the art of how to craft a perfect murder. Fondly, Charlie.
Oh, Melody said Charlie couldn't write a murder mystery to save his life.
She was wrong. Dead wrong.
That was The Murder Mystery Club, written by Vivian Lamond and starring Lindsay Collis, Dan Smith, Meredith Haig, and James Woodard. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard, Ian, for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next week for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!